All right, hello, I'm Elizabeth Wilson, the school health nurse for Northheim ISD, and we are having our second school health advisory committee meeting today for the year of 2021-2022. And we're gonna start by going around the room and announcing who everybody is. I'm the school nurse.
I'm Haley Wilson, the speech-language pathologist assistant.
Connor Metting, community member.
Braylon Williams, adult community member.
Danielle Wilson, student.
Imogen Stira, community member.
Jewel Bauman, community member.
Ryan Sheeneman, community member.
Jessica Kinetic, student.
Melody Harrington, student.
Christiana Lopez, student.
Kendall Villarreal, student.
Warren Key, BFD.
Mary Castillo, food director.
Okay, so some of you are new. So a school health advisory council or committee is a group of individuals representing different parts of the community and school district to serve at the district level to provide advice to the district on coordinated school health programming and its impact on student health and learning. Okay, so the benefits of having a SHAC: number one, it is required by law that we have a SHAC council. Number two, it addresses the health needs of students through the work of the SHAC, helps meet district performance goals, and alleviates financial constraints. SHACs play an important role in communicating the connection between health and learning, and SHACs can help parents and community stakeholders reinforce health knowledge. Okay, let me get the agenda. At our next meeting, which will be on May 20th, we're going to elect officers. So hopefully somebody wants to be an officer. These are our meeting minutes from the last time. And I need a motion to approve them.
I move to approve.
And what is your name?
Jewel Bauman.
I need a second.
Second.
I second.
What's your name?
Danielle Wilson.
Anybody oppose? Okay, we have approved the meeting minutes. Okay, so health service updates. We're gonna go through our department updates. Health service updates. The nurse will be conducting tomorrow fitness grams. We're gonna complete those. It will be third grade and up, height, weight, BMI, and fat index. It's required by the state. So we're excited about that. May, if you're a senior and you happen to be in here, on May 24th will be our CPR and first aid certification day. That's the last Tuesday of the school year. So in order to graduate, you have to have the class. So please be present, or you'll have to go out on your own and pay for that class. This is going to be free. You'll receive certification. Okay, we've already done the vision and hearing screenings on the required grades, which is pre-K, kinder, first, third, fifth, seventh, and ninth. What else for school health? We had the South Texas Family Planning that came out right before school started, and they gave vaccines. We're gonna have them out again. It will be during the summer, so they'll give any senior that wants their meningitis a vaccine. Any incoming seniors a meningitis, they can get that, and any seventh graders who need their seventh grade vaccines can come as well. So we'll spread that word. We'll also have our athletic physicals that day. What else for health? I don't know. Okay, child nutrition.
Still trying to keep giving them all healthy foods, fresh fruits, vegetables.
Okay, and I think we're kind of working with the Catch program here. We've done it in the past, and we're going to start doing that again. Any other program, healthy eating programs, anybody recommends besides the Catch? No? Didn't we do like the Play 360 or something one year? Like way in the very, very past? Yeah, I haven't seen that one up there again. But I know that we had the pictures of the football players and all that up in there. Okay, we also like to eat from the rainbow, which is eat different food groups of different colors, like fruits and vegetables. So carrots. They say, yeah, if you eat all the colors, then you're getting the different vitamins in each food group. Okay. Counseling updates. The counselor is not here today, but I know that she has been working with the seniors on making sure their graduation requirements are taken care of and working on new schedules for next year. And she is available if anyone is having a crisis. Okay, athletic PE. I think they're doing fitness grams right now. Coach Castillo's not here, but because of COVID, they were limited on their activities, but now that COVID has pretty much lifted, we're able to be back together again. And we did a community cancer walk. Run, walk, marathon. And that was in conjunction with the school. We have done, what else have we done community-wise? Anybody? What else? What?
The trash pickup?
Does that count? For health?
Oh, no.
No, for, like, activity.
Oh, like health.
Yeah, like activity. Food and health. Okay. And then community engagement. So, for next year, can anyone think of any activities we could do to help engage the community?
Health-wise.
Yeah. Like health and activity-wise.
Like doing something with the community?
Mm-hmm. Like in the evening one night, I know we get busy, but maybe a Wednesday night. There's like a national night out. Some towns will do a national night out where they do like a celebration on the town square and they have an activity going on. And
yeah, we can start doing like community dinners.
Oh, like yoga.
Okay, yoga. I know our weight room is open to the community after school. We just don't have a lot of people using it.
To do yoga?
No, just to come in and work out. Oh. We're going to be getting a track, so that's going to be open to the community after school hours for people to go out and walk.
Y'all want to do yoga?
You gonna teach yoga?
Yeah.
I have a yoga mat.
Okay, I know we're doing summer track. That helps with the kids. We're also having field day, so that works with our younger kids. We'll do the jump rope for heart next year. We didn't do it this year or last year because of COVID, but we will do it next year for sure.
Maybe we can do one of those workout training camps during the summer.
Yeah, Coach Castillo had one year. They did a... What was that camp they did?
Basketball one?
No, we have basketball camps, but this was like a...
One of those, like, workout videos where you have to do, like, different stuff.
It was tough. So we did it, like, 2 days a week in the gym.
That's like an hour, two-hour long video.
Mm-hmm. We might start that again if anybody's interested. I think we started off with, like, 30 people, and then we dwindled down to two or three. You know how it is. But it was nice because in the summer it gets so hot and then it provides people a cool place to work out. All right. Any other activities? I'd like to still try to do a health fair for the students. It would, of course, have to be pretty quick. Anybody interested in that?
Me.
Yeah.
What is a health fair?
Well, I just have different vendors come out, and they have tables set up, and you just rotate through
school
the tables.
School supplies for kids who can't afford it.
Yes. Well, no, this isn't going to be a school supply. Never mind. This is going to be just health. So maybe dental and...
Eyes, hearing.
Well, we have that. But, you know, like some of the hospital groups, the fire department, different groups come out. All right. Anybody else have any suggestions? Here's something we need help with, finding new members. Is So y'all are great, but we do need some community members. So I've posted on Facebook, and then I've asked that the paper run it down at the bottom, and then word of mouth. And then does anybody else have any suggestions on how to get some community members here? We're looking for, well, we have a volunteer fire department member, but since we are a small town of 300, it's hard to get police involvement since we don't have a police department. We don't have a medical clinic. So those people are definitely hard to find.
Ask your parents, kids.
Okay. May 20th at 2. Okay. That sounds good. Just a little more community representation. We wanted to get South Texas Family Planning out here to talk about health development, but they were unavailable this year. I'm still going to try to get them out here in the next couple of weeks. We'll see. Kind of goes over our, you know, they'll go over suicide prevention a little bit, our puberty stuff for our junior high, and what else? And just peer pressure, just things like that. Well, yeah, there's an older kid version, if you remember that. Yeah. And then we're going to try to do a younger kid version that doesn't quite go into all of that. I think the seniors are the only ones that have been through that class already as an eighth grader.
No, we had it freshman year.
Was it freshman year? Okay, yeah, freshman year. Remember when we had it in here?
Yeah, that lady was cool.
Yeah. Well, y'all had it in Carlton's coach, Coach Williams' room. Yeah. All right. Well, okay. This concludes our meeting for today, and the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.